Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2524, How to Be Frugal and Live a Good Life by Tynan of Tynan.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's jump right into today's post to start the week as we optimize your life. How to Be Frugal and Live a Good Life by Tynan of Tynan.com. I think the way most people spend money is absolutely nuts. I see people buying things they can't really afford or things that will have no lasting impact on their lives whatsoever, and I cringe. Be frugal, I want to yell. On the other hand, there are people who go way out of their way to save a dollar, even when spending that dollar would really make their life better or create some lasting memory that would impact them long after the dollar was gone. Don't be cheap, be frugal, I want to yell. Maybe a better phrase for frugal, at least the way I think of it, is financially efficient. And just like most mistakes I see people make, this one stems from not actually thinking about decisions and just going with the flow. Money should only be spent if you have it, first of all. Just because everyone has a car doesn't mean that you're somehow entitled to one too. If you don't have money for a car, don't buy one. Never finance anything, with the possible exception of a house. Even then, I think it's usually a bad idea. Financing things ensures that you pay more for them than you have to, whether through interest or a higher price that allows the vendor to offer free financing. If you had just saved the money and then bought the item, the opposite would have happened. You would have earned interest on the money and thus had to spend less on the item. If you can get ahead of that curve, you're at a real advantage. You buy a crappy car that gets you around, and then you start saving money. Maybe later you buy a slightly better one with the money you've saved. You can keep repeating that cycle, and eventually you end up with a nice car and no debt. He who finances will end up trading cars as well, keeping debt as a permanent part of his life. But maybe you shouldn't buy a nice car anyway. The first category I see people spending too much money on is things to impress other people. If the car you have is making the difference between how people act towards you, you need to find new people to hang out with. In the end, unless you have a Ferrari or something, no one even notices. When spending money, people think most about the price. This is completely wrong. The first consideration should be the value of the item when you're done with it. Will it be worth anything at all? A night in a fancy hotel won't. A fancy car will be worth much less. On the other hand, a used Rolex may very well be worth more. Same with some art. In the middle are things like Apple laptops, which depreciate, but not by much. If you operate in a surplus, always paying cash for things, keeping a buffer, never going into debt, the only real cost is the difference between what you paid and what you'll sell the item for later. You have to spend some money on things that depreciate to nothing. Food, for example, unless you're selling your sewage. If you have to buy something that depreciates, optimize for utility. With food, that means you buy healthy, inexpensive food. Unhealthy food actually depreciates beyond zero because it damages you and causes medical bills down the road. experiences and travel depreciate to zero, but are often worth spending money on. The key is to spend money on the things that make the expenditure worth it. Your trip to Japan will be remembered forever because of the people you spend time with and the culture and nature you see. A fancy hotel will be forgotten. Education, even if it's not going to lead to an income, can be worth spending money on. I paid to have a one-on-one MMA lesson from a fighter I admire. I'll probably never even fight, but it was worth the money to see the world from a different perspective and understand what fighting is all about. Experiences and education are methods of transferring financial value into personal value. You become a better person by going through them. On the other hand, that doesn't mean that every experience or educational opportunity is worth the cost. The only reason I haven't gone back to Burning Man for a full week is because I don't think it's worth the money for a week compared to other experiences I could have. College has a lot of value, but I think it's radically overpriced. $50,000 a year could buy you 1,000 hours of one-on-one training with experts at $50 an hour. Instead, you get bulk training, a fun social environment, and no flexibility. The key to a good life is thinking about one's decisions rather than going on autopilot. This extends to financial decisions. Build a surplus rather than debt. Focus on the cost of things, not the price. Spend on experiences and education when it's a good value. You just listened to the post titled How to Be Frugal and Live a Good Life by Tynan of Tynan.com. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. The balance between being cheap and being frugal as a way to live below your means is something I've long struggled with. For me, a big part of it is not being sure if I'll get the appropriate amount of value out of an expense. If I knew with 100% certainty that a product, service, or experience was worth it, I'd like to believe that I'd spend the money with no hesitation. So for example, years ago when I first bought my house, I splurged on a new set of sheets and a comforter from Brooklinen. They were expensive, but after extensive research, I determined that they would be worth the cost, and I looked at it as a gift to myself. And I was right. I absolutely loved those sheets, and just one set lasted me over 5 years. Unfortunately, while they were on their last leg, one of my cats tore a hole in them, and I hemmed and hawed about buying new ones. I ended up buying a few different sets of cheaper sheets, hoping that I was wrong about those luxurious sheets and I wouldn't notice too much of a difference. Well, now that I'm spoiled by nice sheets and there is such a noticeable difference, I can say with even more certainty that they are worth the expense. so we bought a new set of Brooklinen sheets. It may seem silly to put so much thought into a relatively insignificant purchase. If you know you like something and you can afford it, just buy it. And while in some ways I do overthink purchases, I think it's worth it to be sure that I'm spending on things I really value. And that's a wrap for another Monday show. Have a great rest of your day and start to your week. And I'll be back tomorrow, as usual, where your optimal life awaits.